Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right, so last week or the week before, it was brought to our attention that vehicles in Nelson Mandela Bay with lowered suspension that will not pass testing at the new road new road traffic mobile law enforcement centres are facing being declared unroadworthy. And to shed more light on the topic, we say good morning to Chief Officer Warren Prince from Nelson Mandela Bay. Good morning, Prince.
Morning, sir.
Morning,
Chief.
Morning, Liam. Morning, Wayne.
All right, so obviously you saw that there was a protest in Port Elizabeth about lower suspended vehicles.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Can you just give us some more clarity on what was said from the mayor and what is actually going to happen?
Look, I think there's a misperception in terms of what was said. There was a question posed specifically to vehicles that was with lower drop suspension. And the question was answered in terms of that portion of a question that was asked. The vehicles that we received from the RTMC, these vehicles is not specifically for vehicles that is out there with lower drop suspensions. It is there for all vehicles to be tested at roadblocks, whether it's a taxi, whether it's a normal passenger vehicle, or it's a truck even, we're going to test all vehicles. So the perception that went out there is totally miscued. And I want to put the record straight that there was no aim at any sports organization, nor any club, or specifically to drop suspensions. The question was asked, the question was answered. That is that.
So, in other words, the question was posed about the mobile testing operation that you're going to do and how it would impact lower suspended vehicles. And I think that's where people got confused, because it would be a challenge, not so?
That's correct. Even if you look at the vehicles that we bought now, and even at our roadworthy center, at our department, a vehicle with a lower suspension can't even go over the pit. Once it gets into the brake rollers, you won't be able to get it out. So that's what I'm saying is that during the interview, everything was asked and explained and whatsoever. And even to myself from the Herald, there was a specific question that was asked. What is the take on cars with drop suspensions? And the guy was smiling at me, and I've answered the question. So you can't you divert from a question to camouflage it in any event. So you answer the question to the best of your ability, and that is what we've done.
So you are saying that you were taken out of context?
It was taken out of context, yes, 100%.
So this is definitely for all motor vehicles. That's the blanket.
That is for all motor vehicles. And I can also say that if you even specifically look at the Act Section Regulation 141, Subsection 8, it's clearly stipulated there. And that is only a portion of the Act. And that specific portion is reflecting to these vehicles that once you tamper with the vehicle's main specifications after roadworthy, then the vehicle is going to be deemed unfit unless it's been done by a registered builder and you get the certificate. So there's a lot of vehicles that's out there that's got lower suspensions, but that is legal in terms of the certification of it. Yeah. So, yeah, but it's not specifically focused or based on that.
Yeah, because the headline and in the newspaper, it said vehicles in Nelson Mandela Bay with lowered suspension that will not pass testing at new road traffic mobile law enforcement centres face being declared unroadworthy.
That's the headline. But like I said, the question that was posed was in line with it. So I was answering the questions in line of that was posed to me. If they've asked questions in line with other vehicles, I would answer that question. So it depends on the writer and what he's putting on the paper. I don't have control over that.
All right, so you've cleared it up for us now. So for those that did the protest yesterday, it really wasn't necessary to do that protest. Do you feel that?
No. I've spoken to some guys already with sport clubs or whatever, and where they have challenges. And I've invited them to come and make an appointment, and we can see how we can bridge these challenges. Because we don't want to sit in a situation where we get sit with unlawlessness on our roads or whatsoever. Mm. Even yesterday, and I want to put it out there also because it's already out there, one of my patrol vehicles was unlicensed. I've already acted in terms of that and dealing with that problem as we speak now. So it's not that we focusing only on one person. You need to look at your in-house also, and we're dealing with that. But we're not going to make excuses to say two wrongs make a right. And we're not going to make excuses to say that we're not going to stop vehicles out there and that the officer can't do his job. The officer that done his job yesterday, he done it accordingly, and that is that.
So Lee Duhu, for example, who boombox low suspension that drives down into Barkens Valley every day, you're not gonna take her car away from her, are you?
No, I'm not saying that. If the officer stops you and you're in contravention of the National Road Traffic Act, then we're gonna act against it. Yeah. That's for interest sake, yesterday's convoy, one of the vehicles actually caught a light on the M4.
Yeah.
And that is actually what we're trying to say is that if you do it right.
Mm.
Don't do it yourself. You are not a qualified mechanical engineer to restructure the vehicle in any event. And that's why that vehicle caught a light yesterday.
Mm.
Bottom line, it's for the safety of the driver and its passengers.
100%. Yeah. It's all about safety. It's nothing to do with an individual or an institution or whatever.
All right. Well, thank you, Chief, for the clarity on that. We appreciate the time this morning.
And we saw you on ENCA looking mighty fine, Prince.
Yeah.
Chief Officer Warren Prince.
Thanks, Lee.
All right, Chief. Have a great day.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.